2019. First things, the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I have no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. We had the minutes of April 2nd. Any questions or corrections? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council.
I do have one, but I'll read it later on.
Sure,
it's okay.
That's fine. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Public comment, Mr. Guy. While Mr. Guy's coming up, I remind everybody that this is a time where the public can speak to council. You have 3 minutes. When you come up to the podium there, you'll see a green light, amber light, and red light. The green light is when you start. Amber light is 1 minute left, and when the red light comes on, we ask you to stop your comments. And these are to be comments that the council has some control or interest in. Howard Ortega? Or close. If I merge your name, I apologize.
That's only Howard here, probably.
There you go. That'd be good. sir, no. Okay, that's fine. Okay, so I want the public to see you on a. On a
I'm Howard Burrell, somewhere in Sussex County. I want to thank County Attorney for reading my oral presentation to your council on February 19th, and now we have an interpreter for the deaf. After that day, I Googled and found out there are so many news about the lack of affordable housing in our county. And I realized that your council hired a consultant to help develop a program to promote affordable housing. Thank you. That's a great step. But I feel very guilty because I did not come to tell your council in 1996, which is 23 years ago, about the lack of year-round rental housing. Instead, I blew the whistle to the Delaware Coast Press publication. At that time, its editor was Terry Plowman. He ran the article titled For Rent Year Round, a sign rarely seen in the resort area. Bill Lingo told the press that the year-round renters will have an easier time if they try renting manufactured homes, sometimes called mobile homes. There's a lot more of them, and they don't cost as much as permanent housing either. It's very disgusting. Last month, I sent a copy to a homeless advocate named Jim Martin about this article. His response was very unfair to our year-round residents who also need places to live. And that was 23 years ago. It has only gotten worse. Worse, I am admitting that is my entire fault for not telling your council 23 years ago. Please consider Mr. Martin's proposal about building a tiny home community. Now I have another issue. It is about I'm running out of time. An Airbnb and similar accommodation sharing companies. It's an excellent alternative for local residents seeking temporary residence. I blew the whistle to your council. For example, one place in Greenwood offers $19 for a room, plus $39 for cleaning fee, plus another $7. In Milton, $55 for the room, plus $111 for clean, plus 21 service fee, total of 186. My time's out.
You can continue on, we're going to, okay, you're fine.
I checked previous Airbnb rooms in Europe and found that some had, some of them had no cleaning fees, and other rooms, cleaning fees were much less than room rates. Here, it's, it cost me. I played with the cost of living calculator, and I was shocked. The cost is much higher than Frederick, Maryland. That's the state's second largest city. Why the median home cost is the biggest factor in the cost of living difference. Frederick was cheaper, it was 41%. And last one, the Pioneer families of Sussex County, such as Carpenter, Lingo, Prettyman, and Townsend, have contributed to the success of the growth of our county. However, we fear that in addition to the newcomer, Shell Brothers, these families have forgotten the needs of moderate-income Delawareans. Their companies can't afford easily to build affordable housing units. And please accept my 23-year apology. Again, please do not delay your decision on implement the affordable housing program until 2042, which is 23 years from today. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Paul Rieger.
Thank you.
Good morning, Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown. At the last meeting when you had Mr. Costello talk, discussed maintenance legislation and stuff to going forward to try and get changed to be enforceable and go through. The one major question that I have is, and this has been 6 years of going back and forth on it, getting definition of scrap tire changed through the state. Now, if you have 250-foot lots next to each other, the lot to the right has 20 inches or 30 inches or whatever it is, of the weeds or grass, whatever you want to clean up, seems like you can go in, take care of it, and enforce it, and do it however you want to get it done. But now, if the person on the other lot has, say, 400 or 500 tires just thrown all over the front, the county has no jurisdiction to do anything about all those scrap tires on there, which I would think that the tires would be much more of a health and safety issue versus some of the weeds. And it would go to the same aspect as if the same thing has, say, a dozen garbage cans hanging in front, blowing all over, garbage bags or whatever, if that's what you're enforcing, or all junk. You can send out the constable to enforce it. But you still can't do nothing about the scrap tires. Now, in our code, it says something also about maintenance, car parts, stuff like that, old rubber. To me, a tire, unless it's specifically for a dairy farm or something like that, or a farm, and they're using them for a useful purpose, they're acceptable. But it does not make sense why the state says they want to maintain over 100 scrap tire units, but the county won't do anything under that or over it. And especially with DENREC not enforcing their thing, which as many as they have to clean up, it should fall underneath the county to help enforce it. I know it'd be a bigger expense, but it should be done. It's more of a health and fire hazard. So that would be, if you're going to pass any legislation, put something in there about the scrap tires in the county. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Jim Martin.
This is Jim Martin. Our Sussex County comp plan and experts that I'm talking to say we desperately need to create more spaces to live. All of these experts are pointing to smaller, affordable, high-density workforce housing. We are not prepared to receive their wisdom because we have low-density codes and ordinances that do not allow for truly affordable housing to actually get built in Sussex County. And the best affordable that we can offer people right now is priced at $230,000 a unit or $1,200 a month, which is out of reach for over 30,000 Sussex County households. So we can't even call affordable housing affordable anymore, and now over 30,000 can't find anywhere to live in the county. I predict that even Lisa, the young economist that you just hired, will recommend the same strategies that we are already recommending now, which is good. Unless you allow for high-density designs, smaller space living, and basic incentives for the land development community, the housing shortage crisis will continue to get worse day after day, month after month. Our working poor are working as much as they can. They are also voiceless, oppressed, and overwhelmed to be able to be present here at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday morning to tell you about it. So I am here in their place, and I'm talking to Subway sandwich makers, the Royal Farms store cashier, the coffee brewing people, the workers at supermarkets, hotels, restaurants, chicken plants, schools, and hospitals. These are the people who need to double up and triple up with families. Right now, homes that are meant for three people, they're all tripled up. Or they live outside the county in order to find a safe place to rest at night. We are now in the midst of a housing shortage catastrophe, in my view. The more I learn, and on the journey that I'm on now, it's really not a crisis, it's a catastrophe for people making $20 an hour or less. For people making $10 an hour or less, that's where I specialize in, by the way. I'm just seeing the pain of the people making 20 or more. But I focus on the people that are making $10 or less an hour. And what I do is I offer kindness, places of kindness, community, resiliency. We try to team up and do God's work together. Stepping up to help others is what is expected of all of us. There are many ways that we can make a difference in the lives of others who are vulnerable and desperate. I hear God asking us to do the right things by sheltering and feeding and showering and simply opening our doors to provide sanctuary for the weak and the down and out from the fierce world that we live in. Sometimes a human being who is hurting, they just need a place to sit, to feel safe, share food, conversation, use the bathroom, and just know that someone cares. Help me to change a working class desperation into a working class aspiration so people who are the working poor can aspire to a better day instead of being just desperate to barely survive a day in Sussex County. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Greg Lala. Lala.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Gregory Lake, and I'm the voice for the people that can't speak. I have something that I want you to listen to, and this goes for everybody in the room, and I am the voice of Delaware, so here we go.
Speed up your process, please.
Okay, the process is, you said I got a minute and 12 seconds left, right?
That's correct. Okay. Right. To talk about things the county has something to do about.
It does. Put tiny homes on y'all board to be able to be something to speak about. Because other than that, y'all wasting America's time. You wasting Delaware's time. Period. y'all spending money, and money should be going towards helping poor people. That's what it should be doing. That's what I do. I'm poor, and I created something out of myself, and I help white people, black people, all kinds of people every day. Y'all should be doing the same thing, and y'all got more money than me. The only difference is I'm an opportunist, and I figure out ways to help other people to find ways to make the money, because jobs stand for just over broke. Jobs ain't worth having. People need careers and opportunities, businesses. Thank y'all. Y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you. You lay.
Good morning. I'm Hugh Leahy, commissioner at the Lewis Library, and I'm speaking on behalf of the 11 independent libraries in the county. Thank you for your important, significant annual support of libraries. It's indispensable to libraries. And thank you also for recognizing National Libraries Week, and today just happens to be National Library Workers Day. So, congratulations. You know that libraries are solution centers addressing Sussex County residents' needs. We're focusing in on school readiness. Libraries offer, of course, early literacy opportunities for kids, homeschooling partnerships, computer coding, summer reading challenges, on and on and on, all at no cost, available to every resident of the county. Libraries focus on employment readiness, providing job resume workshops, job fairs, GED workshops, tutor spaces, and health readiness. Libraries provide partnership with the Department of Health and Social Services, exercise, health classes, community connections for seniors, all at no charge to every county resident. So libraries are community resources in all of these 11 local communities. They're critical resources in their locales, and they're really part of the infrastructure of the county. So as the county has grown, we submit that library support of counties needs to grow as well. As an example, over the past 3 years, library card signups have grown across the county in the independent libraries by 34%. Daily traffic continues to increase in these independent libraries. Over 6,800 free programs were offered to county residents. Of course, in Lewis, which I know best, these trends are much more greatly pronounced. Over the last 3 years, our library has seen a 42% increase in the number of people coming in the door, 47% increase in program attendance, 36% increase in traditional library circulation. So we've asked the library advisory board to propose to the county an increase equating to $1.15 per county resident in that grant in aid line for local libraries. And we recommend your careful consideration of that. Again, thank you for your tremendous support of libraries.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. Dan Kramer.
All pass.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. A few items on the agenda today to cover, starting with a proclamation recognizing National Library Week. I do have a proclamation from the County Council, but I do know the Sussex County Librarian, Kathy Graybill, would like to say a few words prior to the proclamation, Mr. President. Can we invite Mrs. Graybill down to say a few words and address Council and our audience? I see you brought a few friends with you. Thank you very much. Welcome.
Library in the basement, West Complex. So I probably should have spoken to Mr. Leahy before I started my remarks because much of... Oh, thank you. I speak for all of the libraries in Sussex County, and here's the gang. We are glad to be here to celebrate the 61st National Library Week, and as Hugh said, this is National Library Workers' Day. We're lucky enough to have board members, friends of the library, staff, and from all levels here with us today. I wanted to remind you that the infographic that you have by you, that it's our annual calculation of, we like to call it the savings that Sussex Countyans, whether they're working, visiting, or living here, saved by using their libraries for their informational, recreational, and cultural needs. That savings, of course, can be used for small businesses to buy clothes, food. In my case, I'd like to build my retirement. So at any rate, it's important for us to remember that there's more than one way to save a life, and that is something that we take very seriously in the public libraries. Thank you, all of us thank you for your ongoing support of all of the libraries here in the county and for the work that we do. We appreciate it. That's it.
Well, thank you, Kathy, and others. Thanks for being here. I have a proclamation from the council I'd like to read, and then we'll invite Mike to come down and present and perhaps get everyone in a picture. Proclaiming the week of April 7th through April 13th as Sussex County Library Week, whereas libraries play a vital role in defining and supporting the quality of life in their communities through rich resources and meaningful dialogue, and libraries are among the nation's most trusted public institutions for accurate and unbiased information, and librarians, library workers, and supporters are deserving of celebration as they help people of all ages and backgrounds find and interpret the information they need to live, learn, work, and grow. And libraries are spaces of opportunity, places to discover and fulfill dreams, great and small. When in doubt, people go to the library.
Ta-da.
Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council proclaims Sussex County Library Week April 7th through April 13th, 2019, and encourages all residents to visit their library this week. Signed, Michael H. Benson, President, April 9th, 2019. Congratulations.
Get up there in front.
Thank you.
You get rid of pressure.
General.
They have a hard time.
They have a hard time to get. And I didn't neglect to say that our users are here as well. They're just rolling in the picture.
Keep walking.
Fill in the front.
It's good to be there.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, I wish I could have stayed longer, but.
You got to get around. They can't see you back there.
I'm going to put this behind you.
Go around the front. You shouldn't go to the back.
I'm always in the front. I hate those. You get to come up front, too. Squirt.
Shorter people in the front.
That always happens that way. Mike, where are you?
They don't want to see me, trust me.
Okay.
In the back. All good.
Okay. Yep, there you go.
All right.
Make sure you see the camera.
I'm not covering it up. Here
we go. On two, one.
Can't see
one
that
more. On three. One, two, three.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Oh, shoot. It's on pocket.
Multiple.
Here we go, right here.
And that will add Mr. Guy.
Some steps for the back.
Now you know he charges
50 pieces for 5. Be sure it's smaller. Chip can take your picture.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, Council. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, we're
out.
Yay!
Good, Mike says everything you do.
See you next year.
Yeah. All right, congratulations, all the librarians and supporters. Thank you for being here. You can stick around if you'd like, or...
We have to go back to work.
Understood. Thank you.
We were wondering about that.
Next item of business is recognition of our Sussex County Paramedic GEM team. We are excited today to be joined by members of the Sussex County Emergency Medical Services, who earned several medals for their members' performance in the 2019 Journal of Emergency Medical Services, otherwise known as GEMS Games, in National Harbor, Maryland. Competition was among the elite group of first responders held in February during the EMS Today Conference, an annual educational gathering and exposition for pre-hospital care providers. Today we're joined by members of the team council, and I know Mr. Cox is going to present those members today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Good morning, council and administration. It is with great pleasure that yet again we're able to introduce our medal award-winning competition team. So this year in the national competition, they were up against 24 teams from three different countries, some of which, such as London, have thousands of providers to choose from to cherry pick the best of the best to compete. And this year, our team came in second to St. Petersburg Fire Department. Regardless, you know, there's 30,000 EMS departments in the country, and to be able to stand up here and say that this county's paramedics came in second in what could be called an international paramedic competition says a lot. So this year they competed, and they changed up last year the preliminaries, and it's very clinical based. So it used to be a formula, and if you could figure it out, sometimes teams that weren't as strong got into the finals. But when they changed it around and made it all about the medicine, our team immediately was jumping back to the top again. This year's final was a boating accident with multiple patients that overwhelms the crews. Sometimes our crews were handling three or four patients apiece. So I'm very, very proud. As well, we are the most decorated team continued in the country. We've medaled 8 times out of the 15 years that this national competition has happened. So just wanted to introduce Jason Hansen, Bonnie O'Beer, Chaz Tennerman, and Matt Troutman that represented you this year at the National Paramedic Competition and again brought home a medal, demonstrating the excellence of Sussex County EMS and what your support helps these paramedics do for our citizens every day. So thank you, and thank you to our team.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I didn't know who to
pick.
Absolutely.
You'll make me look
more.
No,
I don't know. Ask.
I'd like to ask Jeff Coffin.
Okay, we'll take 3-on-2. Ready? 1-2-on-2-1-2-on-2-1-2. Got it. Next in line. That's great. Hold it. Hold it just like that. 3, ready? 1-2, and in first.
Again, thank you all for all you do. We appreciate it. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Todd, before all the EMTs depart, I have a letter I'd like to read, and I'm glad they're all here, because while this talks about a particular person and a couple people in particular and a particular incident, I think it applies to our paramedic service overall, because I think it honestly could have been any one of them that was talked about in this letter. And we, any member of the council can attest, we get a lot of correspondence that's about a particular topic. A lot of it's not necessarily positive. But I'd like to read this and recognize your organization. And it reads, "Dear members of Sussex County Council, I'm hoping this letter can be read to the council meeting on March 26, 2019. I wanted to hold it till this meeting, as this letter should have been written much earlier. Rob Murray is from Frankfurt, and I've known him my whole life. The same thing can be said about Bob Stewart, as I've known him my whole life. When Bobby Stewart used to come uptown with his mother and brothers, although I think you have a sister, it never crossed my mind that he would grow up to hold such an important position. He was always pleasant, and his mother never put up with nonsense, so he can thank his mother in part for his success. Rob Murray had great parents who set a good example and he also became successful. Both of these guys have affected my life positively. I feel it's because of them being such good superiors that the paramedics excel. I want the council to know that none of the paramedics are overpaid and they earn every dollar they are paid. First, I would like to acknowledge Greg Bell as he came to my house when I've been sick, and I trust him as much as a doctor. I have heart failure, and when I see him come through the door, I relax and know that he will get everything under control. The last time the paramedics came, things were different. It was for my husband, and he is never sick. He is a retired Delaware State Trooper, and he had just retired again the day before after 24 years from the Delaware Board of Parole. He had gotten sick of fighting the traffic on Route 1 going to the Vaughan prison, so he retired. The only thing he was going to miss was Helen's sausages. Might be the reason for the call, I don't know. When the paramedics came, I did not see Greg Bell. I felt panic. This did not last long. Right away, I realized Greg was not the only highly qualified employee, because I looked into this woman's eyes, and before I had to walk out of the room to get my husband's medicine, I thought, this woman and man have this under control. Excuse me. I could tell. When he got to the hospital, they took him straight to the cath lab, not the ER. Excuse me. And then he went directly to the operating room. The paramedic, who was a lady named Teresa Perry, and the man's name was Travis Thomas. Every one of the paramedics are professional. I can never thank them enough for all they have already done. Sincerely, Janet Justice.
Thank you, sir. And again, thank you all for all you and your other people do. We appreciate everything you do every day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Lawson. Property setbacks and tax digital aid.